This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. It's the Big 12 championship football game in Arlington, Texas. The offensive starters take the field. The big offensive linemen get in position for the first snap. A look at the roster reveals that this is homegrown talent. Three of K-State's five starting offensive linemen come from the state of Kansas. Thanks to K-State Sports Information Department for this information, it's today's Kansas Profile. Cooper Beebe, Hadley Panzer, and Hayden Gillum are the Sunflower State starting linemen who help anchor Kansas State's offensive line. Beebe is from Kansas City, Kansas, and attended Piper High School. Panzer is from the rural community of Lakin, population 2,205, and Gillum is from the rural community of Plainville, population 1,746 people. Now that's rural. Cooper Beebe became a starter at K-State in 2020, the same year he first earned All-Big 12 academic honors. In 2021, he earned first-team All-Big 12 honors from both the league's coaches and Associated Press, the youngest offensive lineman to be named first-team by either organization. He was the first Wildcat freshman or sophomore offensive lineman to be named a first-team All-Big 12 performer since Dalton Reisner in 2016. Beebe entered the 2022 season with lots of accolades, preseason All-Big 12, preseason All-American, and named to the Outland Trophy watch list. At 6'4 and 322 pounds, Beebe's 2022 season did not disappoint. He was named a first-team All-Big 12 performer by the Associated Press for a second consecutive season, and first-team All-American by Sporting News. Named the Big 12 Offensive Lineman of the Year by the league's coaches, Beebe did not allow a sack among his 395 passing blocking snaps this season, according to Pro Football Focus. Beebe has not surrendered a sack in his last 28 games dating back to 2020. Beebe is joined on the offensive line by Lakin's Hadley Panzer, who's only a sophomore but stands 6'4 and weighs 300 pounds. Hayden Gillum was a four-year letter winner at Plainville before coming to K-State as a walk-on. He earned second-team academic All-Big 12 honors. Now 6'3 and 286 pounds, he's become a standout center for the Wildcats. Speaking of walk-ons, Austin Moore is from Lewisburg and walked on at K-State in 2019. As a reserve linebacker, he earned first-team academic All-Big 12 honors and was one of 13 players in the league to be nominated with a 4.0 GPA. He achieved first-team academic All-Big 12 honors again in 2021. Nicknamed the Machine by his teammates, Moore started every game at linebacker during 2022. He finished the regular season with 82 tackles and led the Wildcats in tackling in three games. Jalen Pickle from Cimarron was another significant contributor for the Wildcats. The 6'5", 310-pounder started at defensive end. DJ Giddens came to K-State from Junction City. He not only emerged as backup running back to All-American Deuce Vaughn, he became a weapon for the Wildcats in his own right. Against West Virginia, the freshman had a 49-yard run for a touchdown. Then there's Ty Zentner from Topeka. He achieved academic All-Big 12 honors in 2020 and 2021. In 2022, he was named to the Associated Press All-Big 12 team. Zentner enters bowl season ranked 17th in the nation and 2nd in the Big 12 with a 44.7-yard average, a mark that currently ranks 2nd in school history. He has 19 punts this season that have traveled at least 50 yards, while a career-high 26 of his punts have been down inside the opponent 20-yard line. Zentner went 29 for 29 on extra point attempts and 9 for 9 on field goals, including the one in overtime which gave K-State the Big 12 championship. The state has been good to the K-State football program. Since 1990, the all-conference Wildcat players have come from 33 different cities in the state of Kansas. The Big 12 championship game is over, and confetti rains down as the Big 12 championship is celebrated by the Wildcats, including those big offensive linemen. We commend all Kansas kids for making a difference and playing so well for their in-state teams because we appreciate homegrown heroes. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.